Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back, fans of the Pro. My call is Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. The Saints and the Giants Sunday at noon. Unbelievably, week 14 against the Giants up in New Jersey was the last Saints victory. They've lost 8 straight, and so, man, be a big one on Sunday. Injury-wise, we'll just worry about the guys that are out that we know of. That's Cesar Ruiz, Chase Young, Trey Palmer, he has not been activated yet, and Isaac Yiadom, who got hurt during practice, and we'll bring in Bob Papa to get the other side of this, the voice of the New York Giants. Bob Papa joins us. You're on with Deuce McAllister and Mike Hoss. How are you, sir?
Guys, how you doing? Pleasure to be chatting with you, and can't wait to get down to New Orleans.
So that you heard the Saints side, really – from the Giants' injury status, Dexter Lawrence questionable. Tyrone Tracy, the running back, doubtful. There's nobody that's out for sure. And if I'm not mistaken, they, without Tyrone Tracy last week, just went with the two running backs, right? Cam Scataboo and Devin Singletary. Now, you had Jackson Dart, 10 rushes, felt like a running back, but just there were no practice squad elevations from a running back standpoint.
No, they have Dante Miller, who's been on the practice squad the last couple of years, that they could bring up, but they just felt they were okay as far as the numbers game was concerned and what they would do as far as who was going to return kickoffs and everything else. So they just went with two last week, and I would suspect that would be the case again this week, but you never know.
And clearly with Jackson Dart getting his first start, it wasn't just like, hey, we're making a quarterback change. It was kind of a more of a schematic change as well, as Russell Wilson started the first three games, more of a deep pocket, we know, deep drop, and Jackson's shotgun, right? And so they played to his strengths, 13 of 20, 111, very efficient, no interceptions, did take the 5 sacks, but man, those 10 rushes and that faster tempo, the 15-yard touchdown run on that first drive, it just, from what I'm reading, the Giants fans and everybody, it just looks like a different team.
Yeah, and if you think about Brian Daboll, right, with his time in Buffalo and even with Daniel Jones when they went to playoffs in 2022, a lot of that read option and the RPO game is a big staple of his offense. With Russell Wilson, they really couldn't use any of that. And Jackson Dart did a lot of that stuff while he was at Ole Miss. So it's really more of the offense that Daboll wants to run. And obviously Dart did a good job with it last week. Now his passing numbers weren't off the chart. Like any rookie making his first ever start, He walked into a couple of those sacks. The five sacks that he took, at least three of them were on him, either just holding the ball or not just sensing where the pressure was coming from. But that's the growing pains, right? When you're starting a rookie, you got to deal with it. But I thought for the most part, he brought the team a lot of energy, and the players really rallied around him. They really like him. He's well-liked. He was very well-liked when he was Ole Miss, not only by the offensive teammates, but by the defensive guys as well. And he's got that natural little leader in him. So it was fun to watch last week.
Yeah, Bob, how you doing? This is Deuce, and I agree with you. You know, when you talk about his leadership capabilities and, you know, how he's able to rally a team, we saw it at Ole Miss, and, you know, obviously I think that you'll continue to see it in New York. You know, when you look at this injury report, though, it's almost like, man, it's a mass unit, but 90% to 95% of those guys will play. And I think it was a similar situation last year when we played you guys up there. You know, 90 to 95% of the guys that were listed, they ended up playing. And so, you know, just talk about the enthusiasm and, you know, just Dart's ability to say, hey, look, we're not out of anything. We can win games, and that's what they're obviously trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, Dexter Lawrence has been dealing with an illness. Evidently, Dable said today that he's getting better. Tracy's not ready to go yet. He took a pretty big shot in that Kansas City game, so I would think that they're going to – my guess is he won't play on Sunday, nor will he play on Thursday night against the Eagles, so they'll give him that little bit of extra time. But, yeah, I mean, everybody's hurt right now, right? You know, right now the offensive line's intact, though, and that's really important because in order for this team to function – because with Malik Nabers being out for the year, they don't have any other – high-end elite receivers. There's some good players, but nothing that's going to knock your socks off. So they better get that run game going. They better stay balanced. Dart will use his legs. Now, I'm expecting the Saints defensive coaches now with one game worth of tape to kind of take away some things from him, and we'll see how the Giants adjust to that.
Yeah, and I agree with you, you know, and you'll go and look at some of the things that he liked to do at Ole Miss, and, you know, you'll put a plan together, but at the end of the day, you've got to be able to play defense. Talk a little bit about that defense. I know you talked about Dexter a little bit, but dude, there's some playmakers on that defensive side of the ball, and even, you know, offensively, when you probably hadn't played as well as they wanted to, defensively, they've played well.
Yeah, I mean, they played a winning brand of defense in the loss against Washington. They played a winning brand of defense against Kansas City. They just really couldn't do anything offensively, and they held the Chargers to 18 points last week, and that's a pretty good offense. Obviously, we all know about the meltdown that they had in Dallas, but I think they're getting better as a group. They're starting to play more cohesive, and, I mean, they can get after the quarterback. If you have a weakness on your offensive line anywhere between Brian Burns, who's playing on a Pro Bowl, all-pro level, Kayvon Thibodeau has played well this entire season. He's probably been their second best defensive player, snap in and snap out. And then you throw in the rookie, Abdul Carter, and what he's been able to do so far. They can wreak a lot of havoc on opposing quarterbacks and force them into throws that they don't really want to make.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Talking with Bob Papa, the voice of the New York Giants, coming into town on Sunday. So if you look statistically, not surprisingly, a 1-3 and an 0-4 teams, pretty similar points scored, pretty similar points given up. Both teams are dead even on the turnover margin, three giveaways, three takeaways. Both teams have seven touchdowns, exactly. Both teams have 35 penalties, exactly. Time of possession, very close. So all of that being said, where does the game fall for both teams? And that feels to me like red zone and goal to go. The Saints have had six tries, goal to go, three touchdowns, goal to go, two field goals and an interception. The Giants also six and two touchdowns and one field goal. So, man, when your goal to go percentage is that poor, and red zone offense and defense, you know, kind of follows suit, that's the area to me where, you know, the better team in that area Sunday is going to have the edge.
Yeah, well, I can't disagree. I mean, the Giants have moved the ball, but they haven't scored nearly the amount of points other than the Dallas game that they probably could have with their red zone and goal-to-goal failures. Now, you know, last week, Wandale Robinson had a ball right in his hands in a goal-to-goal situation, and he dropped it. And it was a fourth down play, and, you know, they turned it over on downs there. So I think they have to be better. Look, I did a lot of boxing going back to 1989, and I was at ESPN and HBO for many years. And this game is a game in their weight classes, the Giants and the Saints. Last week, the Giants fought out of their weight class. They had a puncher's chance, and they delivered the blow. But now they're back in their weight class. They're pretty even teams. And I think you talk about the red zone. That's important. Goal to goal. You want to get the touchdowns. But I think the biggest determining factor will be turnovers, right? Who turns it over, who doesn't turn it over in this game to create a short field, maybe a scoop and score. And, you know, turnovers usually decide a lot of these games in the league. And when you're in your weight class, you got to protect the football because you could give the other team opportunities that they don't normally generate.
And clearly a significant factor in beating the Chargers in your first win. You get the two picks of Justin Herbert, because both teams have really been pretty stingy giving it away, only three, and also not as productive as far as getting it. I agree. It hasn't really played out because they're both kind of even, but I agree that turnover situation, because it, you know, played such a big factor in your win last week. When you look at the Giant defense, the Saints running the ball for the first time, had really big success last week, 189 yards, very balanced. Rattler ran it well, Alvin, Kendre Miller. And we talk about the ability of the Giants defense putting pressure, but they haven't done as well stopping the run. And so, you know, they don't get into the situations I'm sure they want to be in where they're able to kind of pin their ears back and rush the passer. What does this run defense look like that the Saints will face?
You know, they played good run defense, but they don't play consistent run defense. Last week they did a really good job until they didn't, right? All it takes is one bad angle. All it takes is one linebacker to take a guy on with the wrong shoulder, and where the play's supposed to be funneled goes somewhere else. And that's what happened on the 54-yard touchdown. So I think from a Saints perspective, test that run defense. See if the Giants can remain consistent, because so far this year, they've proven to not be consistent down in and down out. They'll get you a couple three and outs and shut down your run game, but then it's that one bad angle. It's that one bad shoulder taking on a blocker, and suddenly you have a big, you know, run that gets sprung against them. And look, I think the combination that the Saints have poses a real threat for the Giants, and if they can get a consistent run game going, it's then the Giant pass rush is negated, right? The other area that is something to keep an eye on is the Giants have been lousy on second down defense. They're one of the best teams in the NFL in yards allowed per first down play. They've been pretty stingy on first down. But too many times this year, there's been a penalty or a negative play, and the opposing team has second and 13, and they'll give up 10, which suddenly puts the opposition in third and 3, which now the playbook is wide open. So keep your eye on how the Giants play second down defense, because if they're giving up second and 13s and the other team's getting 14 yards or getting 9 or 10 on second down, it could be a long day for the Giants and a good day for the Saints.
And the final question I have, because it's you, when you looked at this schedule, the Giants finished 3-14 last year, fourth in the NFC East. And so, but you have to begin at Washington, Jaden Daniels, at Dallas, Dak Prescott, Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert. Then you get week 5 in the Saints. And then you got to, on a short week, got to go travel on Sunday, go back and face Jalen Hurts on a Thursday night. Then it's at Denver, Bo Nix, and then week 8 at Philly, Jalen Hurts. My goodness, that's not how you treat 3-14 teams.
Well, like I said to Giant fans that have complained about that, I said, look, go to Giants.com, look on future schedules. You can find out who 14 of the 17 opponents are or which divisions they're playing through 2032. It's just cyclical. I mean, it's the rotation of the schedule. And this year, you know, the NFC East had 2 playoff teams last year in Washington and Philadelphia. This year, the rotation has them against the NFC North. So they got to deal with all those teams there. Green Bay, Minnesota was a playoff team last year. Obviously, the Lions. And they play the AFC West, who has the Chargers and Chiefs in the division, right? And the Denver Broncos, playoff teams from last year. So, you know, they have 3 games that marry being in last place last year, which is they play the Patriots, they play the Saints, and I can't remember what the 3rd game is where they got the last place team. But, you know, that's life in the big city, man. It's a formula that the league has used for 30 years, and just go out and play. Sometimes it's not who you play, it's when you play them.
Ooh,
too.
Very much so. Well, we appreciate your time. Talk to you on Sunday, and have a safe trip, and we'll see you on Sunday. Bob Papa with the New York Giants.
I can't wait to get down there, man. I already got my man Mike. I got my man Mike Rodrique. He's got me all set up at Acme Oyster House, so we're ready to roll.
There you go. Appreciate it. Thank you, Bob.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.